This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Tops on your list for checking the box in 2018. You want it done. You want it to, you know, it's on the proverbial 2018 to-do list, and you want to see that baby checked off. What would you put on that list? That could be in your town. That could be in your county. That could be in your state. That could be in your country, wherever it is. I'm kind of curious about that. Last night, thought about something I've thought about for some time, and I don't know why, I've just been focused on other things, I guess. Not that this is unimportant. But when I saw the tweet of Donald Trump back at Kim Jong-un, the North Korean leader, I thought, you know, this has been brewing for a while. I think we have some unprecedented cooperation with other places like China, for instance, the UN, and Nikki Haley's gotten others to focus on this, but you've got a whack job dictator, you know, a crazy man down there. What do you call him, Todd? Todd calls him Rocket Man. I think Todd actually started that nickname. You can claim that, Todd. And Donald Trump copied it from you. Whatever we call him, Rocket Man or whatever the little name we have for the North Korean leader down there. I just thought when I read that, I thought. Is this real? Did this actually happen? And then I thought, you know, read enough of it to say, yeah, it did happen. And I thought, you know, I know that everybody's going to be in a tither over this, and they quickly were. There was this big Twitter storm about it, and people were making fun of it and everything else. And I thought, you know, North Korea has been a problem for a long time. And I remember the Clinton administration telling us, we got this. We're going to cut a deal with them. And they're going to be good boys and girls.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Remember that? You know, that was a big deal. That was, you know, it was getting a little bit of a pressure cooker then, and then that ball was handed to George W. Bush, obviously, and then that one handed to Barack Obama, and you know, same old, same old. So I know people have some problems with how the president handles these things currently, but I'm kind of the opinion: let's give this a try. And we do have a level of cooperation from China and others that we've never had before. But, you know, I'm a dad. I worry about this stuff like anybody else. And I think that, you know, none of us seeks a nuclear showdown with North Korea. We don't want that. And on the other hand, you just can't whistle past the graveyard and hope the problem goes away. So I kind of found myself saying, you know, maybe 2018 is the year we finally deal with this nitwit. Good. You know, that's, you know, rather than kicking the can down the road, that'd be okay by me. So that'd be one thing, right? But there's all kinds of other priorities, and I'd welcome any suggestions.
Hey,
that
why
you do
he
that.
Need seven microphones in front of him? Seven.
I missed this. What was this? When, when he was making the announcement?
Whatever his name is.
I don't know.
Mr. North, seven microphones. Seven. We don't do that.
There's not exactly media down there, right? There's
yeah, I was going to say, you got one network, government-controlled, and he needs seven. Their electricians and engineers that bad? We better hook seven up.
Yeah, so a little Rocket Man there, Kim Jong-un, he puffs his chest out and he says, I want you to get the nuclear button on my desk at all times. So the response to that is that President Trump had a tweet last night saying, quote, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un just stated that the nuclear button is on his desk at all times, quote unquote. Will someone from his depleted and food-starved regime Please inform him that I too have a nuclear button, but it is much bigger and more powerful one than his, and my button works.
Seems to me they've kind of set the precedent for whether their button works or not, because every time we hear about a test, it didn't work.
Yeah, and this is the refreshing part to me of the president. This is the refreshing part of this. Number one, somebody from his depleted and food-starved regime, okay? That's a fact. That's something everybody knows to be the case. And have you ever seen the overhead photos, the flight photos from the satellites of North Korea and South Korea at night? You ever seen that? It's unbelievable, the difference between the two countries. South Korea is this vibrant city with all kinds of, obviously, activity and lights and communities lit and everything else. And North Korea is virtually dark. You know, it's horrible. It is a depleted and food-starved regime. It is. So the president's being factual, and I kind of like the transparency myself. And then the line about, and my button works, as you say, Todd, is a reference to the fact that a lot of their tests don't work when they try and do this stuff. So I don't know. I'm okay with that, but it's a little unconventional. What about you? Tell us what you think of that. 258-0550. Do you want this resolved in 2018? Are you glad the president is taking this head on, pressuring China to cut off fuel supplies and, you know, ramp up sanctions in the UN and other places as well, and actually getting some success on that front? Or would you rather that the traditional way of handling this situation slash crisis, a little more quieter, not so in-your-face confrontational, be employed here? I'm just curious what folks think, because this is, I don't know, we haven't talked about it for a while, I'm curious. 258-0550 to call us and tell us. Text Todd, 226-8503. You can text me at 367-2054. I want to just talk about this a little bit. Hogan Gidley is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. He's a deputy press secretary at the White House. We're going to talk about 2018 priorities for the president. There's meetings today at the White House where they'll have congressional leaders there to talk about, all right, here's what we're going to do. Here's the plan. So we'll get a little bit of a look back at 2017, some of the successes that don't always make the news, but want mainly look ahead to 2018 a little bit. The next hour, we have an interview that we conducted yesterday, shortly after Congressman Cramer left the Oval Office in his meeting with President Donald Trump. It is a short interview, but a good readout of the meeting. So we'll play that for you and then talk a little bit about that race and what you think ultimately is going to happen. I want your predictions on this. I need you to lend your insight, your intuition on this a little bit. Very curious what the citizens, the voters of North Dakota think about this race and what your wishes are. So we'll talk about that and spend some time on that next hour. And I do, as we go throughout the program, whether you want to email them, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, or text us or call us, let us know what you have in the way of priorities for 2018. It'll help us, too, to know, of all the things we can cover, what should we cover. Governor Burgum will join us tomorrow. We're going to talk with him for a full half hour. We are not doing the talk radio town hall today. I just mentioned what we are doing, just a little bit of a scheduling switcheroo. Tomorrow, first hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer for the talk radio town hall. All right, so it has to be tomorrow this week. Holiday and travel and everything else, that's the way it worked out. So tomorrow, first hour for Congressman Kevin Cramer. I'll also be in Grand Forks, the new First International Bank location opening up there in Grand Forks. So we're going to be there to celebrate that. Friday, we are going to be taking our What's on Your Mind microphones to Frisco, Texas, where much of North Dakota will be for that big matchup. And so we're looking forward to bringing you lots of coverage of that as well. Mayor Mike Seminary is leading a big group from Bismarck down there, so we're going to chat with him. And Steve Hallstrom from our team will be manning the microphones down there, but most of the show Friday. And if you're heading down there, a lot of folks leave early Friday and head down for the game Saturday, call us. We'll have some fun and plan lots of fun around that on Friday. So all that, a little bit of a preview of what's coming up on What's on Your Mind. So a lot to do, all right? Let me check some of your comments here. We're already rolling in on the comments of the day. Get rocking on the border wall. That's number one priority 2018. Okay? We got a White House guest today. We can ask about that. Two, get more constitutionalist judges appointed. All right? Three, get pro-Second Amendment legislation passed or used executive order to help restore our Second Amendment rights to the fullest. Thank God he won. Referencing, if he hadn't, those priorities probably wouldn't be possible, is what we're saying here. All right, another texture. Obama would meet with Kim and bring a nuclear reset button and apologize for our nukes. Yeah, Donald Trump's not going to do that. That's why I do have to admit, folks, I read this last night and said, my gosh, this is, you know, the reason I say that is just so incredibly unconventional, dealing with a really loose cannon threat like North Korea like this. Okay? So there's a part of me, the first time I read it, I just go, oh my gosh. Now, I'm all for Trump using Twitter, and I think it's a perfect way for him to get around the fake news media, and I like how he uses it 99% of the time, and say so. I'm not one of those hand-wringers when it comes to Twitter. But when it's international crisis, I don't know. Then I step back for a minute and I say, well, what the heck have we got to lose here? What have we had in the way of progress doing this all formal and prim and proper? Hasn't exactly worked real well. Let's just deal with this in 2018 head on, and that's what he's doing. He's dealing with it 2018 head on. So I think it's okay, but I'm genuinely curious to know what you think, and I agree with the emailer. It's been handled poorly in the past, so this is a different way. That was a texter, I guess, actually. It doesn't matter. Whether you want to text 367-2054 or Todd 226-8503 or call us 258-0550 or email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We want to know what's on your mind. So let us know. More after this short timeout.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Hi, I'm Mike Langseth, North Dakota Soybean Council Director and farmer from Barney. I am asking every North Dakota soybean producer to respond to the 2017 Census of Agriculture. Your response aids in the funding and development of farm programs and the boosting of support services. Among many other benefits, your response helps show the entire nation the value of agriculture to our country and the world. With an improved online questionnaire for this census, responding is easier and more convenient than ever. As always, all responses are secure and confidential as required by law. Remember, the Census of Agriculture is your voice, your future, and your opportunity. Help rural America. Be counted. Respond now at www.agcensus.usda.gov.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming January 2018 auctions include 560 acres of cropland in Stutsman County, 880 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in McLean County near Butte, North Dakota, and 3,000 acres of irrigated and non-irrigated land in Dickey and Sargent Counties near Oaks and Crete, North Dakota. All of these auctions are in January 2018. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go,
let it snow.
Let it snow, let it snow.
I'll take snow over the subarctic temperatures myself. This polar vortex or whatever the heck this is that we have. Enough of that already. Thank you very much. Yes, we know. We're hardy. We can take it, but it's time to move on. Todd Mitchell is going to tell us about the Stem Cell Health Institute, and then we're going to get back to finding out what's on your mind today on What's on Your Mind. 258-0550 with your calls, questions and comments. Todd?
You know, I've had the injections, each of my knees, one injection each of my knee already. Better. The Stem Cell Health Institute has come to North Dakota. If you've got knee pain or lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, even joint pain, stop and listen. They must attend stem cell therapy educational seminars, solutions for your pain, cutting-edge information that could really help change the way you live. Seminars in Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson, so you're just a short drive from a seminar in regenerative medicine. Find out more at stemcelltherapyforpain.com or call 1-888-973-1560, 888-973-1560, or online at stemcelltherapyforpain.com. Start the new year without that chronic pain.
Exactly. Go pain-free. Follow Todd's lead on that one, ladies and gentlemen. Reading Mike Jacobs' column during the break that he wrote on a couple of days ago here, I guess. Mike is a longtime newspaper man in North Dakota, and he is talking about 2018 priorities for Governor Doug Burgum, saying he made reinvention a big part of his campaign, made some progress in his first year in office, but the biggest challenges lie ahead. The biggest of them all is higher education. And that new higher education task force, taking that on. So that's one. What would you like to see different in higher ed in 2018, as an example? There's one there. So 2018 priorities, what do you want them to be? Let us know. Texter on the president's North Korea tweet, unreal. I think both sides should grow up. Are we in grade school? Mine's bigger than yours. My dad could beat your dad up. Come on, we're talking about war. And the USA, as rulers of countries, they may want to get a better grip on reality. We are talking war. Well, we know that Kim Jong-un is a total loose cannon down there as the North Korean leader. So you're not going to talk any sense to him. Trump is deciding, rather than just let his rhetoric fly, to answer it. And you know, factually, obviously, our nuclear arsenal considerably outsizes that of North Korea. So he's just pointing, you know, don't with your little nuclear button
Kim,
on the desk.
Excuse me, Kim, could you put your weapons down, please? Yeah, that'll work.
You see, I'm kind of with Todd. I think that, you can look at it this way, and I see that Scott has posted on one of our comments here, what's this guy's obsession with size? And, you know, people are sort of making fun of that part of it, but it's all about, a little grade school game there back and forth. But he is factually pointing out, look, you little menace. You know, you got a nuclear button on your button. It's worthless. It doesn't work. A nuclear button on your desk, rather, doesn't work. It's worthless. And we got an arsenal bigger than the other. He's pointing out. He's just giving him back to him a little bit. I don't know. I'm asking. But that texter doesn't think it's too cool. Mark says, sounds kind of Reagan-esque, standing up to the Soviets. Mark likes it. What do you think? 2580550 is, to me, dealing with this menace should be a priority in 2018. Just deal with it. No more footsie, deal with it. And there are a lot of ways to deal with it without unleashing our arsenal. Jeff on the road, you're next. And what's on your mind?
You know what? I'm going to make a commitment this year. After getting my Ward County property tax statement and seeing a 28% increase this year, my commitment is to do everything I can to influence voters in Minot, Ward County, and even across the state to do everything they can to vote out or vote against any official who will not make a firm commitment to cutting spending, cutting taxes, and being more letting us keep more of our own money. This is ridiculous. A 28% increase in property taxes. That's on top of getting increases in local services like city sewer, garbage, water. All those costs went up.
Are you talking about 28% increase related to the valuation of your home? So in other words, your home went up, therefore you're paying more in taxes, or are you saying home flat and your tab goes up 28%?
My home stayed flat in valuation, and my taxes went up 28%.
Wow. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Our state is sitting on billions of dollars in various funds land trust, school trust, things like that. Yet we're going back to the taxpayers year after year after year with increases. Let us keep more of our own money.
And, Jeff, I think your charge, you're telling Ward County, and that's a good advice for everybody in Ward County and your neighbors. I think it's good advice for anybody in any county.
Any county, any city.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, across the state.
There's budget meetings that happen at school boards, at county commission meetings, at city commission, city council meetings. And, you know, there's a few elected members there and some staff and, you know, a handful of people that maybe are having some business before the group. But very few citizens saying, okay, wait a minute, I want to understand this. Why does this need to go up? What are we spending on? What, you know, in other words, the scrutiny is very lacking at the local level. And then we get ticked when the 28% tab comes, but it's too late then, right? Then you got the bill rather than nipping it in the bud. So
right, and then our last governor and the legislature, you know, they created this shell game where supposedly the state took on more of the local costs, but locally we didn't see any. Well, we saw a 28% increase. It didn't help us any. Whatever the state took on, the county officials just increased their spending on other things.
Yeah, and again, I don't necessarily call it a shell game. I think that it was an opportunity to get our act together at the local levels and get spending under control while there's some time. You know, we're dealing with the bounty of the dollars that were coming into the state surplus, and unfortunately that didn't happen. So that's the bad part of that. Jeff, appreciate the call. Texter says, can you tell us on the radio why there's about 10 emergency vehicles from the Bowman, Montana, western North Dakota area going eastbound on the interstate? I don't know what the deal is there. Lights on or lights off? And you said Bowman, Montana, western North Dakota area going eastbound on the interstate. I don't know. We'll check that out. Bill and Horace, what's on your mind? Got a half a minute.
Good morning. Good morning, Scott. I'd like to comment that the last gentleman on property taxes, I live in Horace, and this fall they proposed a 93% increase in the Horace city taxes that go into the Cass County property tax. There were many of us that descended on City Hall and basically talked them out of that increase, but then in the dark of night, it turned around and passed a 62% or 63% increase. It's huge. It's going to drive a lot of retirees out of Horace, and we found the city council to be just blinded.
Bill, I got to run. I'm going to a break. Do me a favor. Stay on this. We'll tackle it as well, getting similar texts and emails from others around the state. It's obviously a big priority for 2018. We're committed to tackling it and giving that some scrutiny. So if you could pass on some folks responsible for this in these communities, we'll have them on and ask the questions for you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for that. Looking forward to gaining even more listeners in 2018. So tell your friends and family and join the fun each and every weekday right here on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. If you check out their website, hatnsons.com, it's a great little video that will tell you about the Link service contract that they have. And right now, they manage the and maintain the mechanical heating and cooling systems of about 600-plus buildings throughout the Northern Plains. This is a money saver for companies. It really works well. Commercial operations now in Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, Minot, as well as, obviously, Bismarck. HATandSons.com, the website. Check it out. Deputy Press Secretary from the White House joining us today, Hogan Gidley. Hogan, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, Scott. It's great to be with you. It is cold here in Washington, D.C., which I'm sure is nothing new to your listeners.
And we're a hearty bunch. See, we're used to this stuff. We're in the middle of this crazy cold snap where we'd be happy with zero, to tell you the truth. So you're not allowed to complain about the cold in D.C., just so you know.
I know. I mean, I'm having Iowa flashbacks as we speak.
Yeah, we have Congressman Kramer joining us next hour. He gave us a nice little readout at his time with the president yesterday. The president's obviously engaged in a lot of different priorities for 2018, but one is to make sure that Republicans retain control and send another Republican senator from North Dakota. So that was kind of nice to hear about.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, the president's agenda is obviously contingent upon having the requisite amount of votes to get things accomplished. I mean, we saw what happened with the tax legislation, which, again, just blows my mind. I just don't recall when Democrats became so anti-business, when Democrats became so anti-middle class, when you finally have a piece of legislation that puts more money in the pockets of hardworking Americans for the first time in, you know, in about 30 years. You've got tax reform, and you're cutting the corporate tax rate, which is something Democrats went on television far and wide to try and express their support for years ago. But for whatever reason, now it's actually happening, and not one Democrat decided to vote for it. Now, I don't know what occurred. Maybe it could be who's in the White House. But for whatever reason, when you can put more money into the pockets of hardworking Americans, and do it in a way that is so comprehensive as this president has done and accomplished, it blows my mind that Democrats were so anti that piece of legislation.
And in the example of North Dakota's Senate race, now held by Democrat Heidi Heitkamp up in 2018, that will be a huge political vulnerability for her, especially after expressing some interest in supporting it early on and then ultimately not. Do you think that was purely a political decision? Was that a case of the leader, Chuck Schumer, just saying, we're not going to have any Democrat support this? I mean, is that why that happened? Because that's going to be a costly decision for some folks at reelection time.
Sure, and I don't want to speculate on how or why Senator Heitkamp voted the way she did. I will say, though, you just used the word costly, and that was kind of apropos for this conversation, because it is costly, but you know, as a euphemism, but also for reality, because you know the mantra of Democrats: anytime you propose tax cuts, is it's always for the rich. No one in the middle class gets tax cuts. We must have tax cuts for the middle class. And sure enough, it was proven to be a false talking point, as people actually are going to start seeing more money in the middle class. Even liberal outlets, even liberal think tanks put forth a lot of numbers that showed a majority of the tax cut, two-thirds of it, was for the middle class. And that the president made some news here at the White House before Christmas and said that the IRS said if we can sign the bill, it's going to have people getting more money by February. And when those checks start coming in and people start getting more of that money and they see that the result of the legislation, that actually helps them. I mean, that's real money, $2,500 on average, I believe, in the state of North Dakota, for example, or Iowa. And I don't know how a Democrat is going to run on the fact their desire was to raise taxes and keep more of your money. I don't know how that works, how that translates to a positive for a campaign run by a Democrat. I'm just not sure.
Yeah, I think the number in North Dakota was like closer to 2,300, but still, there's all kinds of ripple effects. There was a major bank here earlier this week, Gate City Bank, announced because of the tax change that they were handing a $1,000 check to all 625 of their employees, and as a bonus, and also we're going to be contributing back to communities. Lots of other dollars as well. So it was millions of dollars of impact as a result of that.
Yeah,
so,
and that's before the tax cut kicks in. That's just the business doing it, because what businesses want, and this was laid out actually, the shocking part of this was the New York Times even had to admit in a piece yesterday that this was clearly a win for the president, because more people are going to be able to keep more of their money, and businesses love the fact that they're not going to have more crippling, crushing regulations set upon their shoulders. That this president is cutting regulations. He promised to do it 2-1. For every regulation he put in place, he'd cut 2. Well, he exceeded that. He had a ceremony here at the White House. He's cut 22 regulations for every one put in place. That is a record-setting pace, and it frees up businesses because it gives them stability. It gives them, you know, most businesses are so far looking. They're not looking into the next paycheck. They're looking at quarters and quarters and quarters and years ahead, and now they have some understanding of just what they're going to see from a tax liability standpoint. It frees them up to hire more workers and raise wages. The New York Times pointed out for the first time in 30 years, wages are actually starting to go up for people. That is real tangible result that this president implemented, put in place. It was a promise made and a promise kept. And, we're real excited about how, you know, wins begat more wins. And that was a big win for us. And we hope to take that momentum into the new year.
Actually, I posted that story you're talking about in the New York Times. Here's the first sentence from it. Just wrap your mind around this, folks. A wave of optimism has swept over American business leaders, and it is beginning to translate into the sort of investment in new plants, equipment, and factory upgrades that bolsters economic growth, spurs job creation, and may finally raise wages significantly. This is the New York Times. So it's kind of refreshing to see them have to admit this, and they did tie it to the regulatory rollback that started even before the tax cuts, and said the tax cuts are going to get more, and it's a positive story. So it's nice to see even a blind squirrel find a nut every now and then. You know what I'm saying?
We're
glad they did. So that's obviously something that'll help 2018. Let's talk about some other 2018 priorities. We've been talking a little bit this morning about the president's exchange with Kim Jong-un via Twitter. And obviously some people are pushed back by this to say, what in the world? Why would you get in the sandbox and go that route? My take on it, Hogan, honestly, is that we tried the traditional way, and I see this as maybe the president just wanting this taken care of in 2018 and dealt with. And obviously, progress has been made in getting cooperation from China and Nikki Haley at the UN and others to at least address this crisis. And maybe it's best just to confront this with full transparency right out front. Is that one of the reasons the president did what he did?
Well, look, I mean, obviously our policy on North Korea hasn't changed. We'll continue to apply maximum pressure. It was something that this president outlined way back, months and months and months ago. And you just hit on it. China is on board at the UN. Nikki Haley, obviously, touting the president's plan. But in addition, Russia signed on board too. I mean, it was a unanimous consent by the UN, to move forward with these sanctions. And look, politicians and bureaucrats have been in control of this for decades. We are to the point we are because of that. Now, I want to be very clear. This president does not want nuclear war. He doesn't want to have to push any button. He doesn't want to have to make those decisions. But as a counter-strike measure, I mean, these are things that you know, presidents have to decide. And right now, you have someone in the region who is unstable, who has fired off rockets. Let's not forget that Secretary Mattis pointed out the fact that that North Korea could now strike, has capability to strike with a nuclear weapon anywhere inside the continental United States within minutes. That should be concerning to many people in this country. But the president knows that. He sees these sobering facts every day in his briefings, and he doesn't want any war. He wants the sanctions to do what they're intended to do, which is force North Korea to ratchet down its nuclear proliferation, to denuclearize the peninsula. But, you know, it's a very dangerous world out there. This president knows it. And I think for the first time in a long time, the world stage sees this president means what he says. And there's no better, no better way to express on a global stage, your credibility than with actually following through on what you promised to do. The currency is credibility, and he's got the currency because he's credible. Now people seeing he's done what he said he would do, and the world is on notice.
Listener sent a note along saying, here's some suggestions for 2018 priorities. One, get rocking on the border wall. Two, get more constitutional judges appointed. Three, get pro-Second Amendment legislation passed or use executive order to help restore our Second Amendment rights to the fullest. What about those?
Well, yeah, I don't know who the listener is, but that's a great point. I will say this. Justice Gorsuch, speaking of judges, was confirmed to the Supreme Court and was done almost immediately upon entering office. 22 judges have been confirmed, including 12 circuit judges, which is a record in that quick amount of time. Obviously, this president protected life by reinstating and expanding that Mexico City policy, which basically protects $9 billion in taxpayer funds being used to fund abortion. But let's talk about the wall for a minute. The president has been very clear, and so have the Democrats. The Democrats want amnesty. They've been talking about it for a long time. They're going to try and tether it to the budget talks. We don't want that. We want the budget to be clean, to fund this government for 2 years. That is a priority for this president. But in addition, he's been very clear. Any talk about DACA must include some reasonable, rational immigration reform that includes border security with a wall, that includes ending chain migration, interior enforcement, and also ending the visa lottery program, which we now know and have seen. Several people have entered this country and committed acts of terror through that program.
Yeah, the great untold story, I think, of 2017 was the Iran of progress at the border. Holy buckets. We had the ICE deputy director on, or interim director, I guess, recently, and the stats are mind-boggling. We've had a lot of feedback from that interview saying, why isn't that more widely known? Holy buckets, it's incredible. And obviously, to keep that kind of momentum going, you need the wall. Will that happen in 2018?
Well, I mean, we hope so. I don't want to negotiate, obviously, from the radio show here, but it looks like, the president has been open to having conversations with members of all sides. He would like to have conversations with Democrats. To this point, they've really shown no interest in that. But, the president has invited them here many times to have talks about the direction of the country, about policy. And as you guys saw, obviously, that there was one press conference where he had two empty chairs. Senator Schumer and Speaker Pelosi did not show up for that. So, sometimes the negotiations work, sometimes they don't, but this president has been pretty clear about what he wants for the future for this country.
All right, we'll stay on it. We'll talk infrastructure next time. Hogan, thanks for the update. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
From the White House, Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley with us.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey Solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Carson Wentz. Football season is here, and whether you're watching or playing, it's time to relax and recharge in your very own hot spring hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. My Hot Spring Grandy hot tub is the ultimate wellness machine. If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you.
Take it from the NDSU alum and NFL star, Carson Wentz.
I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Don't be fooled by imitators. Get the Ace saltwater system from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
Soaking in my Hot Spring Grandy relaxes me, helps me feel better, and gets me ready for my next game.
Look what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables have done for Carson Wentz's career. Now it's your turn. Hurry. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot, too.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Located in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What's on your mind? Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinton with Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, and we welcome your calls, questions, and comments on what's on your mind, what your 2018 priorities are. We're getting a little sense of a consensus on a top priority in North Dakota, and that's, why are my property taxes going up so much? Maybe we need to find a way to get an answer on that question for you. Town by town, and it'll be easier if you tell us just how much your property taxes are going up. And some people have shared today, so we'll continue to dig into that a little bit. Hogan Gidley, who is a deputy press secretary to Sarah Huckabee Sanders of the White House, joining us to talk a little bit about their 2018 priorities today. That was kind of a fun little conversation. So you found out what they've got on the plate for 2018, and we welcome yours as well. 258-0550. Also, text Todd 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. Call Delta first. Good advice for anybody that is on the job site on the well site looking for a turnkey solution. Turnkey well sites, flow lines, they do everything. If you're in the oil business, they'll set the pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning modules. They're doing this for a lot of companies, saving up a lot of money, a lot of hassles, and they got this run just done. Check the box, easy, done. They'll do it. Global Solutions for the Oil and Gas Industry. Eric is the guy you call at 406-250-8151. Find out more about him at deltaconstructors.net. And they help us celebrate our callers as well. And here's a caller from yesterday that had a comment about Line 3, an Enbridge pipeline that was going running into regulatory issues in Minnesota. And he ties this actually into something that we ought to all be concerned about in 2018 as well.
And I'm in support. I'm in support of Enbridge. But one of their biggest problems is the environmental regulations. This is one of the things that it would be really nice to see our Republican-led Congress change, is to simplify the all these regulations. Any group can come out and oppose these. Unfortunately, the group drives there usually with a gas-powered vehicle, and they benefit from the pipeline. But I guess it would be just really nice if they could simplify this.
You know, I'm not sure Congress could do that, although let's save that comment and maybe address it to Congressman Cramer tomorrow, because he's saying, you know, have the Republican Congress deal with this. Really, these are local issues. I think what the Republican Congress could do is to say, states, go grab your Constitution, find the 10th Amendment, you're in charge of regulation. Why do we not trust local regulation, states? If North Dakota wants a particular industry regulated in a particular way, they ought to do it. And what the heck should some bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. have to say about it? Why do we think the federal government knows better than the state government? When did that ever become the American way? So I think the way Congress could help is say, states, you do it. Now, in the case of Minnesota, you got a yahoo for a governor. The guy is a tree-hugging radical, keep-it-in-the-ground type trust fund baby that is just clueless when it comes to energy. All of his money's come from his ex-wife over the years, who's an even more extreme environmentalist. That's the world in which he lives in. He didn't know any better. So that's what he does. And in that case, he's the elected governor. He stacks the PUC and you got a problem. But I still like the idea that locals decide. Another texter here, Todd, says all those ambulances are on the interstate right now by Mandan with their lights on. Can't tell how many, but it's a lot. Somebody else texted back that they were eastbound, so that would make sense. They were in New Salem before, now they're Mandan. Lights are on. They're running into Hammer Lane, just picked up another one. We all have to pull over. If it's not an emergency, why do they have their lights on? I don't know. Can we check on this? Seems odd that 10 ambulances would be coming in, doesn't it? I don't know. But I appreciate the tips on all this. We'll dig into it here a little bit, see what we can find. We're going to try the Highway Patrol. I'm not sure they would get a heads up that these are coming, but... Again, a lot of ambulances, so I don't know exactly what the scoop is there or why that's at. I have at least one text from a Frisco-bound listener from Botno. The Antler Outlaws, I understand, are on their way down to Frisco. Oh, my gosh, my friends from Antler. Pat Arts and his team from the State Bank of Botno, they're on Highway 83 right now. Listening on their way down. All right. Those are true Bison diehards all the way. We love it. Anybody else, if you're already headed out, let us know. We'd love to do it. Texter, Scott, I'd like to see Donald Trump do away with the anchor baby law. Have you heard any mention of that? I've heard talk about stopping the chain migration, but what about the anchor? All right, good question. We'll add that one to our list for Congressman Cramer tomorrow, too, on immigration reform, which by all accounts will be a top priority. in 2018. Al emails in, Trump is right on facing North Korea, Iran, Pakistan head on. Trying to appease these countries with talk is never going to work. The only way to get people's attention is to cut the money flow, says Al. Thank you, Al. More coming up.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.